I'm joined now by the Lady Buffs head coach, David Upton, and talk about the Lady Buffs. On the year right now, they are at 13-3. Got a baker's dozen win, and of course, ranked number 8 in the state, coming off of a win a week ago where they just absolutely blasted Guymon, Oklahoma, 66-30. Big 36-point win for them. Everybody in the ball game, everybody scored last Friday. Coach, as you look at that ball game, certainly nice to have one of those once in a while where it's a blowout and no worries, and you get to work on some stuff. You know, one of the key things that you mentioned on the Buffalo Stampede show last Monday was the fact that the girls went in there with intensity and they played hard against a team that they really felt like they could dominate, that you felt they could dominate, and they certainly did.
Yeah, and that's the key. You know, we talked to our girls all season long, and I know even though we were off to a great start, we're 13-3, and everybody thinks we're doing so well, this program is still learning how to do certain things. And one of those things is they're learning how to prepare for games that going in they know they're better than the other team. And you know, you can't just walk out on the practice court and ho-hum your way through practice. You still have to go in and prepare. And you know, I've been watching the college ranks here lately, and if the girls aren't watching and paying attention, the number one team in the nation got knocked off. KU's been beat twice in a row now. So you know, anytime you step on that court, if you're not prepared, the other team can beat you.
What's exactly right, and that's a big upset, just as you have mentioned there. But as you look at this, there were so many things that were accomplished by your team last Friday, in which that Jamie Birnbeck stepped up with 14 points to lead all scorers, and then, of course, 12 each out of Taryn Temple and 12 by Jonna McClellan. But we were so surprised. It was a double-double for Taryn Temple. Boy, did she get to the boards against the Guymon, Oklahoma team.
Yeah, Taryn's been on a tear lately from the Holcomb game and going into the Guymon game. Taryn's been playing really well. Of course, Taryn has played well all year long, and I was really shocked to for you guys to tell me that she was close to a double double. And then we did the official stats, and she did have the double double, and she was pretty pumped about that. So Taryn's, you know, just one of those kids that people are going to put their focus on, but she does so many other things well for us. She's a good assist girl, as noticed by her double double. She goes and she'll crash the board. She's a good rebounder from the guard spot. She's been working on her shot, knowing that people try to take away her dribble drive. So she stays after practice almost 20-30 minutes every day, working on her outside shot, getting it off quicker, working on little one dribble, two dribble moves, and she puts a lot of effort into what she's doing.
She really does, and all your gals do as well. But you're so right about Taryn, and I've noticed that, and I'm glad you brought that up, is the fact that really they have taken away the dribble drive that she used so much last year and got to the basket and usually got the basket down and the and one as well. Not so much on this year, but utilizing that jump shot, and she has, and she's been effective with it and throwing up the three as well. But just a wonderful performance by your Lady Buffs in that win by 36 points, 66-30. Well, we turn our attention now tonight to the Lady Panthers that are coming in with a 10-5 mark, and this is a very good Great Bend team, even though that we got them by 17 back on January 4th, in which we beat them by the score of 51-34. It may have looked easy, but that really didn't happen until late in the ballgame, I think down the stretch of the fourth quarter. But this is a team that's always tough right here at this old nostalgic venue here at Great Bend.
Yeah, they're going to be tough in their own field house, and they're going to come out and play aggressive. They're going to be aggressive. They're going to probably full court man press and do all the things that Great Bend typically is known for. So we got to be ready to handle their pressure and take care of the ball. The last time we played them, they forced us into, I think, about 23 turnovers. So we got to take care of the ball. And if we can take care of the ball and only turn it over maybe anywhere from 10 to 12 times, you know, we'll have a good grasp on this game. But if he gets into an up and down game to where it's playing at Great Bend's pace and turnovers are happening, you know, it's going to help them stay in the ball game.
You know, the pressure you're talking about, you've actually seen that from four teams on the year. You saw the pressure from Great Bend the first time around. You saw it from Bishop Miege, also saw it from Bishop Carroll, and also from Holcomb as well. So you look at that, and you've gotten wins against two of those teams very close in that midseason tournament. Down there against those two teams. But look at this. They have one player that averages in double-digit scoring. That's Morgan Harwood. She's a 5'11 junior, but nobody else up there very very, very close, as Hildebrand was 6 and also Kaylee Dahl was 6. Last meeting, Temple with 18, Birnbeck with 13, McClellan and Tornero each with 7 apiece, but nobody for Great Bend in double-digit scoring the last time. So our defensive pressure certainly was effective on them.
Yeah, we did a good job defending them last time. In the first half, I think we gave them, first quarter, we gave up 14 points in the first quarter. And then for the next three quarters, we only gave up a total of 20 points for the rest of the game. So that first quarter, they kind of hung with us. And then our defense tightened up and, you know, only gave them 20 for the rest of the game. So, you know, we got to go out tonight and have a good defensive outing again. And then make sure we execute offensively. And like I said, don't let their pressure affect us as much as it did last time and force the turnovers.
You've been off for a week since the win over Guymon, Oklahoma. I've been back on the practice floor. Is that going to be a factor? And how has the week practice been?
Well, practice wasn't good this week. We lost our focus. We had to spend a couple of days trying to get the girls to refocus and do some things to maybe re-energize practice a little bit. That long layoff, I think, is just – you know, we go from playing on that Friday and then we have another whole week off. And I think the girls just kind of relax a little too much. And this is not a team that we can relax with. We've got to go out and play hard in this game. And we have a lot to play for. I mean, we can go 5-0 in WAC right here and really put a stranglehold on the WAC title if we win this game. And so we still have a lot to play for, and the girls just really have to focus. And it goes back to that thing I said about they're still learning process here. They're still having to learn how to play as a leader, you know, in the WAC, or as with a team that has a 13-3 record. You got to prepare differently for how teams are going to play you, because you put a big target on your back when you're 4-0 in conference and 13-3 overall. And so they have to learn how to prepare every day for those things.